Welcome to the Chromecast, the official podcast from Chrome Unboxed, where we unpack everything from hardware to software in the world of Chrome and Chrome OS, so that you can be more informed on all the latest updates, changes, and devices.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
What's up, everyone, and welcome back to yet another episode of the Chromecast.
We made it again.
We did it.
We weren't sure there was going
to
be another.
We did. We traveled long and far to be able to create this episode.
Yep.
And that's the truth.
Yes, it was a journey.
If you are a regular listener of the Chromecast podcast, you know that we normally put out these episodes on Saturday, sometimes Friday.
Usually Friday.
Sometimes Sunday. Saturday. Yeah. Sometimes Monday.
Hey, look, sometimes life happens.
Look. We are a small team of independent folks people doing this. sometimes things happen and we're publishing late. Yep. All right. It is what it is. But this one we held off for today because this is when you're listening to this, the embargo has now lifted for the news that we cannot wait to talk about. We're actually talking about it's for us. It's Thursday.
Yeah. So it's not yet available. It's like, nope, we got to switch into the mode of Monday.
You're hearing it now.
We can say everything we want to say.
Which is so exciting because I don't know that we talked about trying to do another episode today of just some news roundup stuff like we would normally do. Yeah. But I was like, how are we going to do that, dude?
Yeah.
And not talk about what just happened.
Yeah.
And what just happened is like colossal. It is the biggest change for Chromebooks, I think, ever.
And according to, the leadership, Chrome OS leadership, it is the biggest overall shift in the way that Chromebooks are presented. The terms inflection point were used, this is a big movement. And so this isn't a thing where we're going to talk about it this week and then maybe 6 months from now you'll hear about Chromebook Plus.
Yeah, we'll move on. We'll talk about something else for a little while and then come back to this. No, this is going to be ongoing conversation.
This is going to be kind of interface forever now. This is part of the Chrome OS Chromebook experience now.
Yeah.
And what we're talking about.
Yes.
What we're talking about.
I'm going to throw the slide up. Over
Chromebook Plus.
Boom.
So we've talked about it as Chromebook Plus. We found
there it is
quite a ways back.
It's real.
But yes, it is officially Chromebook Plus. And John Miletus, we always refer to him as Miletus. John Miletus had actually said.
There's John Miletus and John Solomon. So we
Miletus
and Solomon.
Yeah. And so Miletus had said, even in the presentation, that it was a press only thing. We're going to talk about the event and all that stuff here in a second. But it was a press event, and at it, he said multiple times, it's not Chromebook X, it's Chromebook Plus. Chromebook X was the internal code name. Obviously, they code name stuff for a reason. They're doing their best in an open source world to try to kind of mask some of this stuff. And we
talked about it last week. Kyle had found some of the early stuff of CBX.
Found it. And
it's out there. It's going to happen. It's hard to...
Here's my constructive criticism on these kind of things. If you're going to code name it brick mortar. Something that has nothing to do with anything. CBX is enough to be CBCB, Chromebook X. What is a Chromebook X? It's enough to... Because I spend a lot of time looking through the repository, as I'm sure Kyle over at 9to5 does. There's certain things that your eye sees and you're like, ooh, what's that? And I'm sure there are plenty of things I gloss over that are either codenamed or written in such a way that you're just like, I that could be a thing, but I don't have time to spend to dig that deep into every single commit. There's literally thousands of them on a daily basis. So, maybe next time, maybe not Chromebook X, maybe go with Fern.
Just
white shelf.
You're just naming things like, in the room.
I'm looking around. Yeah, and seriously, like be that random with it, and we wouldn't have found it probably, right. But we did. Kyle found Chromebook X.
Maybe
I found
once
that one little line that said Chromebook Plus, and I'm like, that's exactly what it's going to be. Mm-hmm. We were wrong about the logo. We did a video.
We were.
I blame it on Joe. Joe it's said okay. it. I like the idea. He was wrong.
It's my fault.
I think we can share this.
They worked through several iterations.
Obviously, and they showed them to people and all that stuff. So all the feedback they got, there was going to be, I think we said it on the podcast last week or last time.
I may or may not have mocked it up just to see what it would look like.
Yeah, we did that. We thought about putting it as the featured image for the Chromebook. Like we literally, I was sitting in the press thing. I don't want to say too much about it, but we were sitting there getting ready for the event to start, publishing the video of the 3i, like maybe being a Chromebook Plus, like, and we didn't know for sure yet, but we knew, like I was being conservative in the video, like I think probably it's going to be one. I'm like 100% almost going to be it,
almost certain.
Now they could have showed up with something very different than this. They could have. I just didn't feel like that was realistic,
right?
And so it's not. The cool part is like all of these are going to be available at Best Buy. So this thing will finally be at Best Buy, which is awesome. Anyway, we'll get to that.
Yeah. Get to the hardware.
But yeah, it's Chromebook Plus. It's not just a Plus logo. Kind of we thought maybe
is there any branding in the release here?
We've got
several photos that will be included.
And again, remember we're doing
just put up a photo right here.
We're doing this prior to,
wow, that's weird that they don't have a shot of the logo.
Ooh, I love that.
I know. That was a cool presentation.
Out of curiosity, let's see what that brings up.
Yeah. Regardless, it says Chromebook and then Plus written out.
So we've got some
slightly
other stuff.
Thicker,
we're
right?
We're afraid to. There we go. There we go. You can go ahead and show that slide right there.
Oh, perfect. Yep. Slightly bolder. Plus on the very end,
right in line. They felt like that
worked
better.
They've gotten rid of Chrome logo.
Yeah, the Chrome logo goes away with this logo.
Gosh, I think it looks great. Honestly,
it looks really sleek on the device, and so you can imagine a device like this one, maybe right there.
Yeah.
So right, it would just be right there instead of that Chromebook logo. Was that a Chrome?
Yeah, that one says Chromebook.
Chromebook. Just say Chromebook Plus there in all gray. It's super sleek looking. We have quite a bit of the hardware here.
I think we were...
When we're talking about this, we can't really get into the hardware just yet.
Right.
There are agreements we can and embargoes say that, in place. We have them. We can say the models.
Can we say the models? Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. We'll give you... We're going to get into it. But we'll give you a high-level view of... Oh, we're not sharing that now.
No. I'm on you. I'm on the wide angle here.
Let me swap back.
We got
some stuff.
Stuff we're working through here. Yeah, I'm getting a phone call. We got stuff we're not allowed to share.
I know.
I will call you back in a second.
We're all thumbs. Okay. So anywho, yeah, Chromebook Plus is the name, not Chromebook X. And yeah, it's for some people. I think it could come across as you're rebranding. So you're rebranding a segment of Chromebooks. And to be fair, that's somewhat the case. So perfect example, this Chromebook right here is technically available. Like that's kind of how we got it. You can go to Lenovo right now and buy it. And it won't be considered a Chromebook Plus, but in the weeks to come, it will. Mm-hmm. Like it'll get all the same stuff.
Retrofitting all of it.
So they'll retrofit. All of that, we'll get into that too. I don't want to get into the specifics yet. But it's not just a rebranding, like slapping that on there isn't what they're talking about doing. It's not like, that fixes it. It's this idea that you're going to create a segment of Chromebooks. And we've talked about this already at length, you know, based on what we knew, like this has to be kind of what Google's aiming for. It's creating a subsegment of, it's almost going to be the majority of Chromebooks, to be honest. It really is. Where these devices have this label, this clear branding on them, where if a consumer goes in and wants to buy one, they know that they get all the best stuff that Chrome OS has to offer. Now, that doesn't mean manufacturers can't make devices that don't go along with these guidelines. They can.
There's going to be regular Chromebook models still.
But we were worried. You know, I think we talked about this last week or the week prior. What about the Dragonfly?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not mid-range because that was clearly one of the focus points, and that's what it is. I mean, I'll spoil this part. Chromebook Plus models start at $399. So they knew, like, this is the mid, like, this is the meat of the market when it comes to consumers. This is where people want to be with Chromebook purchases. So they aim to stay in that realm with these first, quote unquote, you know, newer devices. And so they've done that. They've achieved that. But it doesn't mean that higher end Chromebooks aren't that, if that makes sense. Like, it doesn't mean that devices like, by the time that you're watching this, we will have also, we're like having to future cast way more than normal here.
Weird.
I don't like it. We will have unboxed the Acer Chromebook 714.
Yeah.
The beast model. So mm-hmm. It's going to show up mid-October at Best Buy. And it's the same 714, just, you know, like on steroids. So it's got 16 gigs of RAM. I think it's 512 storage. I think it brings the pen back, if I'm not mistaken. Maybe adds a fingerprint scanner to the mm-hmm. mix. Core i7, 16 gigs of RAM, like
all the stuff.
A quad HD screen.
I'm
looking real forward to it. I'm not going to lie sexy. To you. As much as I just absolutely adore
value
in this device. The value proposition for Chromebook Plus is amazing. But yeah. I also love high end devices too. But it doesn't mean those devices won't be Chromebook Plus like certified, I guess.
It's a criteria. It's a spec requirement.
It's a rubric.
A rubric.
You're like, no, it's really a testing thing. For us, it'd be a rubric.
Yeah.
The Chromebook Plus rubric.
The manufacturers are working through the Chromebook Plus rubric.
I love that word.
To make a device Chromebook Plus or not.
Correct.
And yeah, it's like that. We were a little weirded out or concerned that there would be the Dragonflies of the world that weren't going to get this branding, but they're like the highest end.
It's a way better Chromebook. I mean, no, I'm not taking anything away from this Slim 3i that's sitting mm-hmm. in front of me. I didn't take it to New York with us, and I got back.
You were going to.
I was very surprised.
I just
wanted the extra screen real estate from the 516 GE, which will also end up getting Chromebook Plus. I was concerned about it too. We got done with that meeting, and as soon as I opened that Chromebook up, I checked its camera because I was like, oh god, because it's that specific. Like, if your Chromebook doesn't meet all of the criteria, it's not most all of the criteria, it's not going to get it. And so this is Google's attempt to basically say, hey, look, we're creating a situation where there's no question if you buy a Chromebook with Chromebook Plus on it that you're going to get this type of experience. Like, and that's what they're mm-hmm. attempting to deliver, which I think is very smart and very important at this point in the whole Chromebook story. Because here's the thing. Like, you can go watch our hands-on with this Slim 3i. It's not really... No, it's not the best at anything.
It's not extraordinary in any category.
No, not the best. Screen's
great.
There's a lot of great things about
it. Really,
but there's
great.
Nothing where you could say this is the best blah 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 Chromebook. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think it does anything quote unquote the best.
For the price, it's maybe the best.
It could win some of those things if you
for
talk
the
about
price.
MSRP,
but
$499 MSRP, so it's not like dirt cheap or anything.
It's been on sale.
It has for about $420, $425. And once it hits Best Buy, just wait, baby. This thing gets down to under $400.
It's going
to
be nice.
Buy this Chromebook. But yeah. But it's still, you know, like, it, again, it's not superlative in any particular thing, but all of it comes together to make this experience. And I think that's what Chromebook Plus is attempting to do. So it's attempting to coerce OEMs into making better experiences overall. And if you set some criteria for Google to say, you don't get the badge unless you have this, mm-hmm. And then that now... We've started a situation now where it's like, here are the requirements for now. But next year, those requirements could get a little bit more specific.
Sure.
And a little bit more specific to where we've talked about this with Chromebook Plus. It would give Google the ability to really start talking about things like screen brightness. Start talking about things like deflection, which is the amount a chassis bends. Like, this Chromebook's all plastic. Well, it's not. The lid's... Yeah, the lid's aluminum. But the entire bottom is plastic, but there's zero deflection on this thing. It feels absolutely sturdy and rock solid when you pick it up. And they could eventually, they're not going to tell that to customers. Like, yeah, they could, I don't know, they could call it like, I don't know what they would even say to a customer to like build quality or whatever, high end build quality or something like that. They could say that, but for the manufacturer, they'd be like, if it
sturdy build,
right? If it deflects more than this many degrees, nope, you don't get that. They're not doing that now, obviously. There are some devices on the list that I have complained about deflection with already that are going to be part of this launch, and so that's not part of it right now. But I mean, realistically, they couldn't like drop the hammer on all of these things all at once. It's like you have to create, here's your guidelines, and then now we'll continue to hone this over the course of the years. Because again, like we said, this isn't something we're going to talk about now and then come back to 6 months from now. Like, this is the reality now. This will be the reality moving forward.
This is the future of Chromebooks.
Yeah, and so that's why we say it's this monumental thing. It's a big deal.
It's
a
turning point. It's
inflection
point. I love that. That was nice.
Not as much as I love rubric.
Rubric is nice. Inflection point number two.
So good. So yeah, that's the overarching idea of Chrome OS, of Chromebook Plus.
Yes.
Chrome OS Plus,
Chromebook Plus, Chrome first. Unboxed Plus.
Chrome Plus Unboxed. Chromebook Plus Unboxed. That's it.
It's going to take a little, it'll take a second. Honestly, the more and more that we talk about it, it'll feel more normal to say Chromebook Plus. It's still like not weird, but
it's just a segment. It's not like I'm going to refer to this thing as a Chromebook Plus. Have you seen my Chromebook Plus? Like, it's not how it's going to get referred to.
This is a Chromebook. It's a category. It's got the Plus category. Yeah, right.
And we may or may not have heard whispers of the idea that eventually, I mean, this could theoretically, and it's not necessarily going to become this, but it could spur another category of down the road.
Above this.
Yeah. And so the idea would be, there's Chromebooks, and then the I don't want to say cream of the crop. But what would be in between that? Cream rises to the
bulk,
top. The 2% milk.
Yeah,
you know, comes up to here, and then that's Chromebook Plus, and then you got the kind of the cream on top is whatever they would call that.
Max,
ultra.
We make fun of Apple, but honestly, Plus, Max, Ultra
Pro. I think
Pro.
Pro would be, I think, would make sense here. As we start talking about here in a minute, some of the stuff that's coming along with Chromebook Plus, if that got further refined and there were software pieces that they could work with, because Google's been at this for, I believe, 18 months or so. This wasn't something they thought about like a couple months ago. By the time it got found and discovered, it was already a year or so. No, more than that. It's only been like 3 months. So we're talking like 13, 14 months probably already in the making. Up to this point. And so they've been talking to OEMs about like, hey, what do you think about this? Mm-hmm. You know, what would your response to this be? Yeah. And they got all the major OEMs on board. Yeah.
What's realistic? Like what's realistic for you all to
accomplish
commit
in this,
to?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. For us to have a time to do this and to make this differentiation. So they could already be in those discussions with OEMs about like,
about
okay,
the next
now,
phase.
Now.
Yeah.
Because here's the thing. Somebody, in our Discord, Ian sent an image from Currys over in the UK, and they had a couple models that a little different than what we have here, but there's a 513 with the Snapdragon Gen 2 in it. So our 513 from Acer has the MediaTek 1380, the Companion 1380. And so he sent a screenshot of it, and it's got a Snapdragon Gen 2 in it. And in the description, the first thing said it's a Plus Chromebook, not Chromebook Plus, but a Plus Chromebook. And then there's one other he sent that it said that in the description. He's like, I've noticed these. You know, do you think that, like, the UK is a little ahead of the game or something here? And unfortunately, it's like, no. What that is probably some leftovers from a previous thing. This is as Google as it gets, where they had the Plus. Was it Premium and Plus? Is it
Premium and
things?
Plus, yeah.
So if you go to google.com/Chromebook and kind of where they have this big landing page, there's like a selector.
Selector, yeah,
it's
basic
fantastic.
Selector.
For a little while, they tried to do this idea of like, hey, we're going to segment Chromebooks, Plus Chromebooks, and Premium Chromebooks, and then we're going to do it at Best Buy. And some Best Buys we saw it with, but it was this very half-hearted thing, and it never caught on, and there was never a rubric.
there was
that would define
it was
what
totally
makes,
subjective. Like, really, oh, well, we're gonna throw this one over here in this category.
This and one's
that,
premium.
This and you're one like, seems like down here. You know,
like that's
it's
a
like,
premium.
But that
Chromebook?
One down there and the plus is better at this, this, and this, and this than the premium one that you put there.
Right.
So then we're confused by it. I think they're confused by it. It didn't work.
It was not
a good system for so, organizing devices. And now we have. Now we have a bit more of a specific criteria. Well, we absolutely have a specific criteria.
Has to meet these.
For these devices that are going to be Chromebook Plus.
Yeah. So and to be fair to Google, like where I'm like, oh, it needs to be like, how does the whole thing make you feel? Like at some point they have to be like, this have to be objective criteria. Like the you can't pick a criterion, another fun word. The singular of criteria. You can't have a criterion that is subjective. Like, how does it feel?
It feels rateable. Good. Yeah, like, I like it. It feels good.
We all know that it's real.
Right.
I can pick this up and go, Oh man. I love that.
The material's nice.
There's something about that.
Rigidity's nice. Like, there's certain, but those are.
It's subjective.
They're objective.
And so they have to have objective criteria. And so. What we now have is a set of objective criteria.
So,
there could end up being more of those objective criteria. We'll talk about some stuff with screen brightness and stuff here in a minute as we go through the criteria. But they could add more objective criteria. Some of those things that I would love to see them be able to add, I don't know that they'll ever be able to do that because you'll get back in the same mess that you were with a Plus Chromebook and a Premium Chromebook. Yeah. Of like, this one's premium. Well, why? I don't know. It just feels like premium.
Yeah.
Like, that doesn't help anyone.
Yeah.
That hurts the overall thing. So,
yeah.
That's it. I don't want to say in a nutshell. We talked already a lot. But, you know, in a broad kind of scope, like, that's the idea. That's what they're trying to get across here with Chromebook Plus.
So, the criteria, you should have those pulled up. Where is it?
I'm going to go back to that other slide real quick. Let me get there properly so that I'm not...
There it is.
Safe.
Yeah. Because we have some slides that we're not...
Peter, sure. Shout out to Peter. I don't know. I don't think Peter listens to our podcast.
I think he knows what we talk about.
Yeah.
Generally.
Some of the people we spoke with at Google, we're going to talk about the event here in a minute, but some of the people we spoke with there like clearly do listen to this. I just don't think that Peter listens to it. Yeah.
He's PR. He's,
yeah, I think he's like, as long as you're not saying anything he's not supposed to, I don't have to worry about it.
Yeah.
Peter sent over a ton of stuff. Shout out to him. He organized this whole event, and it was fantastic. We're going to talk about it in a second. But here are the guaranteed hardware specs for Chromebook Plus. I love that logo.
Look at the logo.
Mm. The guaranteed specs, Intel Core i3 above, which includes this i3, the N305 that's in this device. If you want to hear more about that, go watch our video or read the post about the Slim 3i. I'm obviously going to link that in the show notes. But 8 gigs of memory. And I love that they present this. We're going to show the video here in just a second.
We'll show that next, probably.
At the event, which I was just like... I'm absolutely a Chromebook nerd, so like I'm rooting for like this event to go well, and so I watch this video, I'm like,
it's a teaser, it's just for us, it's a real commercial for us
right, for Chromebooks. We don't have to talk about Pixels, and no offense to Pixels and the Google hardware team, good
right.
job, do you think
a great job,
whatever,
but this is but, for us.
Yeah, this is Chromebook stuff, and it was so exciting.
We were borderline giddy at the event.
I was so happy. There were times,
I think we started the clap. Yeah. And we started the clap several times. Like, you know, someone would finish and there's kind of that moment of where everyone's like,
am I going to clap?
Do we clap? And we're like, yeah!
Awesome!
<Let's> go! Love it!
Yeah, because I mean, it was like, it was just cool.
We're going to get into the actual event. All right. Back to the specs.
But they kept talking about 2X, 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 2X.
Which was nice. Nice graphic.
And my nerdy self was sitting when they were talking about the display resolution. I was like, is that 2X? I don't know if that's 2X. It is 2X, actually.
It is 2X.
Because if you double, so in my mind, I was like, wait, no, 1440 is 2X of a standard HD, so 720p.
But you're talking Quad HD,
4X.
Yeah.
So 2X is 1080p.
Right.
I think 1080p is a little more than 2X if you do the math. But at least an i3 or above. And so that means devices like this, the i3 that's in this, the N305, small core, yes, but very capable Core i3 processor in this device, in the Slim 3i in front of me, or the Ryzen 7000 series, which is what's in the CM34 that we just reviewed. And I promise you, we didn't do these, well, this one kind of, but the timing just kind of worked out for those last two videos to come out right before this. It wasn't like we knew exactly what was going on. We really didn't.
This one here, and you said it earlier, but we had very strong ideas.
See the writing on the wall.
Like,
you know?
This thing's going to be Chromebook Plus. So, yeah. Like, that's why the thumbnail, the title, everything was alluding to that. We were playing into it. But we didn't know for sure.
Like, they could have
said, not know for sure.
It's a Slim 3i X2.
Whatever.
Or whatever.
Different version.
Been a very different version, and we pick it up and be like, damn, they should have used the, like, whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't know for sure. And we had a strong feeling that the CM34 was going to be based on some of those leaks that happened. Kyle had found that one thing that got pulled that had, I think, 8 code names in it. And those things aren't exactly for sure. Like, there's a code name for the Asus, I think, that we have that device. I think it's the CX34. It's a similar code name, I think. So it's like that doesn't totally give the whole thing away. So 1080p screen, Intel Core i3 and above. And I think they're saying 12th gen and above. So I don't know if they have generation on there. So I mean, 11th gen may work too. I'll have to find out about that specifically. But I think they're just saying Core i3 mm-hmm. and above. But that gets dicey because you could have 8th or 10th gen Core i3s. But I think a 10th gen Core i3 would still be fine. We've done some tests, like the small core Core i3 in this sits about right with a 10th gen Core i3, Core i5. So whatever, we'll find out about that. But the idea being Intel Core chips, you're not getting the super low end stuff or the AMD Ryzen. Anything above that's fine. 8 gigs of RAM, so the 2X RAM. So entry level Chromebooks have always had 4 gigs for a while. I don't say always. We pissed and moaned about 2 gig chip. Like, if you can remember, 4 or 5 years ago, there were 2 gig Chromebooks coming out. Two.
If, like, you open up, you open up 5 tabs, you're done. You're toast. Done. It's just like, don't even try anymore.
It's like the Chromebook ADD version. Like, I can't remember all of that all at the same time.
Yeah.
You're trying to do 4 things. I can only remember 3 things at a time.
Yep.
So yeah, bump up to 4 gigs. Bump up to 1080p, so that's that double 2X resolution. And they specified IPS. So we're not going to get any Chromebook Pluses that have the crummy TN panels.
Does it say to be IPS fair, down there? I can't see it. Okay.
IPS display, webcam with TNR, so temporal noise reduction. We'll talk about that in a second. But so IPS displays, 1080p plus. So
I got to keep track of all these things that you're saying we're going to talk about in a second. I don't...
Yeah, we're gonna actually talk about, like, some of that stuff, like, as we go down through some of these slides. We'll get into it. That's why we're using the slides to help kind of
guide us
narrowed here. And then they said 2X storage, so 128 gigs of storage. As you again used to, we had entry level 32 gig Chromebooks,
man,
which is just when the OS takes up like 8 or 9 of that. Like,
and then
that's
you
rough.
And then you. I mean, there's gonna be stuff that you just download.
Yeah, I mean,
you know, on,
you don't have to have a ton of space. 64 has always been pushing it. I think 128 gives
solid.
You a lot of room.
You're good.
Like, it's fine for a Chromebook. It's really fine.
Yeah.
And some of these models have SD card slots on them.
Yeah.
This one does not. There's plenty of USB 3.0 or 3.2. I've got
storage.
One. It's itty bitty. Like it's half a quarter of the size of my thumb. You know, thumbnail, and it fits in there. Like, if you really need that external storage, that's fast. You can do that. Anyway, that gives you your double memory. That gives you your double storage. It gives you double resolution. And it gives you your, like they said, I think they used the verbiage of 2X speed. Mm-hmm. That's just saying you're not going to get the low-end processors. The little bitty ARM chips aren't going to work here. So they need to be proper processors. And that's about it. Like, that's roughly, I don't think they... Oh, the webcam has to be... So, yeah, the temporal noise reduction. So, the webcam needs to be... I think they said 1080p as well on that.
I don't know that they specified
1080. Yeah, because we asked.
Did they?
We asked. So, we were talking at one booth. Like, you said 1080p on the webcam. Does that mean a Chromebook that... It was me and Kevin Tofel from About Chromebooks. We were talking to one of the guys at one of the little booths. And, like, so does that mean if this Chromebook meets all the criteria and doesn't have a 1080p webcam, it won't be Chromebook Plus. And without batting an eye, they're like, yep.
Okay. Interesting.
It has to meet the criteria.
So
you're not casting this anymore.
Oh, here. Yeah. I'll click back over.
I'm going to check. I'm going to see if there's anything down here about
I would webcam. Love to share the models next. And yep. then I think we almost need to do a whole nother episode on just the models and like talking yeah. through hardware.
Yeah.
There's so much. Like
there's a lot we can't even say in this one.
Right. And generally there's just this overall kind of message of Chromebook Plus that we want to focus on in this episode.
Right.
But the hardware stuff, I do want to, we'll talk about the models here in a moment, just so that you at least know which models are available. Boom. There we are.
Yeah.
Work through them for somebody not watching, if you're not watching, you should be over on YouTube.
I'm
going to
zoom through these. So Acer has a 515, 514. The 514's a Ryzen device. The 515 is an Intel Core i3. Forgive me, there's some of these that are the i3-12-15U, so they're U series, so they're a little bit more powerful i3s. Some of these are the Core i3 N305s, so the N series. So for Chromebook users in general, I wouldn't worry about it. I think the N series are a little more battery efficient.
Mm-hmm.
I like them.
I haven't heard the fans kick on that device.
I'm curious. I said it in that video. There are ports. They might just be passive
radiating cooling,
stuff.
Or there's no fan in there.
I don't know that there's fan. This is a small core device. Anyway, mm-hmm. whatever. That's a worry for later. So two new devices from Acer. Asus is one new, one old. So you got one new, the CX34. It's the CX34-02. 01 is the Vibe Chromebook. This is a completely different device. So this is not some new take on... The Vibe. I know we got
Robbie and I are both getting phone calls. What is happening?
As long as my wife's not calling you, I'm okay.
No. This is
that would be an emergency. So the CX3402 is a clamshell, all white. It's the prettiest of all the new devices for sure. Really interesting new device from Asus, and it's
lots of B-roll from that one.
Yeah, it feels like a completely different device. Like it doesn't. Where the CM34, which is the next one, the CM34 felt like the CX, the Vibe, the gaming Chromebook, just kind of rehashed. This thing is its own thing. So you got those two from Asus. And then HP has the 15.6-inch Chromebook we pointed out before. Yavix, I think, was the code name on it. There's the cheapy one that's at Best Buy. And it's like, there's no way it's Chromebook Plus. This is the Core i3 model. And then you've got the X360 14C, which we have talked about before. Great in a ton of ways. A little bit too much deflection on the bottom there.
Does it have fingerprint scanner?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's a very nice.
It's got a lot of goodies.
It's got a lot of great stuff to it.
As long as you just don't grab your device from the corner a lot,
yeah,
then it might be a good.
And it's
one
not
for
like
you.
It's falling apart. But
yeah,
it's
just
it's still,
it clicks the trackpad.
Yeah, yeah. I don't love that. Flex 5i. So it's pretty much the same as the one that's out. So the Flex 5i that's out currently with the 12th gen internals, it's that one, 14-inch convertible, and then Slim 3i, which is this guy. With the Core i3 inside. So those are your starting Chromebook Plus models. Obviously, a lot more will be incorporated, I think, in the coming couple weeks after launch.
Because there's going to be ones that are going to get retrofitted. So I don't know how they're going to handle that. I don't know that any new models getting produced will get the new branding. I'm sure they will.
They might down the road, but I think it's less about that and more about like marketing them as part of the Chromebook Plus family.
Will the Best Buy name change?
Maybe.
I think so, right? Yeah, anything that meets the category should.
So Best Buy is going to have some setup, apparently, that showcases Chromebook Plus and any device they have that meets that criteria, even if it doesn't have the label up top, can be marketed as Chromebook Plus.
Yeah.
I think we can probably head into the software stuff maybe after a break or something.
Yeah.
And we can kind of talk about some of the stuff that is available for this, and you'll see quickly once you see the benefit of the Chromebook Plus software.
Yeah,
I think you'll get like whether or not it has this thing up here up top.
What if we did this? Because I think there's a lot of software to talk about. A lot.
There is.
We are on a time crunch because Joe's got things to do. Sorry, folks.
Oh, geez, it's already okay.
Time flies when you're having fun.
I know.
I think what we should do is wrap up this episode with event. and like the vibe of the event.
I feel that. I feel
okay?
that.
Okay. Let's do that. I think we should do a separate whole episode on the hardware specifics, kind of like when we can maybe talk through more specific hardware.
Yeah, I was going to say, and so, just so as you're listening to this, like there are embargoes that we agree to, what we can talk about. Like right now, we can't talk about that, and we wouldn't be able to release that till a date.
We can say, this is the hardware, here it is, here's kind of our impression of it.
Coming soon, probably. Coming soon. I promise. Very soon.
And then number two, something that we could do sooner than that, maybe as a special episode next week, is software. All the new software stuff coming. Because I think we could do a whole episode on just that. So we'll do that.
Yeah, that's probably smarter.
Event vibe was phenomenal. We have,
it really was.
We have, and we kind of clarified this with everyone there. We have not been to an event that was all about Chromebook, Chrome OS from Google.
Right. And we've
been, or online or anything, as far as like this sort of keynote presentation
event that we went to for the Chromebook Plus and the Chromebook, funny, Chromebook Plus.
Yeah.
For the Samsung Chromebook Plus and Chromebook Pro back in 2017. Those devices got launched at CES. That was a big deal. And then we got invited to New York.
I think Google had a pretty strong hand in some of that device.
Yeah, I think they were heavily involved
in
those devices. And, you know, we went up to Samsung's place, which ironically is right there next to Google's place down in the kind of Chelsea area.
Across the street, basically.
We stayed in a hotel that looked, you looked out the window and you saw Samsung's building there. And it's like, that was a fun event.
That was a balcony that we filmed on, if you go back and watch that.
Yeah,
let's link that.
We have some fantastic B-roll for that. My lips will probably be pink in those videos, but that's because lighting was weird back then.
And we didn't know. I didn't know how to film stuff. Okay. Deal with it.
Yeah. So, those devices were the only like, and this, what's funny is that was when we first started doing this. And so it's like, this is how it's going to be, you know, for bigger devices. And then it never happened again, ever.
Until Dragonfly. Now. Dragonfly.
Oh, the Dragonfly was kind of on there with the way Samsung was. So it was,
it's like
a small room. We're sitting at tables and they're just going to tell you about it.
It's just kind of like a round table type vibe.
Yeah. A small press event, like here's a projector and, you know,
it's not a keynote.
No.
Keynotes, like when you think about keynote, think about Apple presentations. Think about hardware.
This 10-4 event, like that kind of, and it wasn't that polished, but it was
close,
much closer. And it was cool. It was in Google's building. We expected to go in and kind of be in one of the meeting rooms, to be fair, and get some stuff, and then walk out, and there'd be a couple rooms where there's hardware to mess with for a second. And that was not it. Like, we got there and, you know, they had the snacks and the food that everybody always does. And then they were like, well, we'll usher you over here. And I'm like, is this really
usher us
formal?
Over where?
Like, this is that formal. And we walk into this room that's, I mean, it's built into
it's a theater room.
Yeah. It's a theater room for this kind of presentation. Huge, big, huge wide screen up front, all the lighting you need to do this kind of stuff. Big
all the
sound
media,
booth.
The media guys up,
you know, and it was tiered a couple tiers up so you could sit and see, and the place filled up, you know, and, there were people.
And shout out again, Peter, we've talked about it already, but Peter had folks there that we wouldn't have expected, which is awesome.
No one would expect.
Which is what we want. Right. We shouldn't say them, but like there were people there that I would have never expected to attend this event.
Sure.
But Peter saw the bigger vision.
Like plugged into Chrome OS, and they're not in the weeds. Like we are in the weeds of Chrome OS, obviously. And I'm not just saying like, oh, well, The Verge or Engadget or, you know, big tech publications that cover all tech.
No.
Some of them were there too.
Yeah.
But there were people that don't really cover that much tech at all there, or people that never cover Chromebooks, like people that we know that, you know, and so there's just this nice array of people, media outlets and stuff like that there. And so it was really cool to see the Chrome OS team get to kind of stand up and do their thing and find their footing a little bit with this whole thing.
Cause something new to them,
for Chromebooks. Yeah. Like, you assume, like, oh, this is Google, so, you know, they
everybody's
just go
trained.
Do a keynote. Like, no, these guys are working on Chromebooks and Chrome OS software
and
hardware. And that's the guys or folks.
I don't know. Stella did awesome, so I want to give her a shout-out for sure.
No knock to any of the guys that were up there, but
that's
man,
right.
Stella
nailed
it.
Stella nailed it. And again, we're sitting in the audience. We're sitting in the stage is what I just said.
We were not on stage.
We were sitting in the audience just rooting for this presentation. It was so fun. And everyone did a great job, but Stella really knocked it out of the park. She had great charisma on stage. Mm-hmm. She had great emphasis.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes so much of getting on stage is just emphasis.
Well, like, for this kind of thing.
Right.
For a keynote kind of thing. Like, it's different. It's not, this isn't roundtable. This isn't a small meeting.
Right. Hey, like, here's the specs or the nerdy stuff. It's, you're communicating a message, like a
right.
big, and so this device has da, da, da. Like, certain little emphasis that yeah. you can do that really kind of adds to the presentation. She nailed it.
And it's
everyone
funny.
Did a great job, but it's she funny, she like, really did nail it.
In this event, like the space in it, it's hard to describe. But if there is meeting room, projector, everybody around a table in your brain, think about that. And then there's Apple or Google keynote, Samsung keynote. This is probably in the middle of the two,
mm-hmm.
but enough on the side of the line towards the keynote thing that as soon as we sat down and they started the thing, I'm like, they have to deliver that way. Like, you can't just come out and deliver a meeting. Like, this can't be meeting notes. This isn't that. You went over the line to that side.
There was,
you know,
the presentation. There were video integrations. There were, there was like music playing when we first walked in. The
yep.
music faded down low as Peter walked up and welcomed everyone. Like,
yep. It was the whole vibe.
I have goosebumps right now. I literally yeah. have goosebumps right now.
Yeah, it was
thinking
so well
about
done.
It was so well done, and it was for Chrome OS and for Chromebook Plus.
Period. There wasn't like, well, now we'll get to the Android portion.
Yeah, now we're talking
now
about
we'll
this
talk
other
about
thing.
Search, or let's talk about AI. Like, well, they talk about AI, but
integrated too.
Right. In Chromebooks. And so
yeah.
it was a whole event, and it's like, you know, we've been doing this for, you know, the better part of 8 years, and it's like, wow, for the first time, it's like we got to come to an event. And it's no knock to any of the other stuff that Google does.
Absolutely,
or that anybody
not. No,
in
no,
the
no.
Android market does. It's not a knock to any of those things. It's just,
this just felt special.
Yeah, we live in a situation where we're kind of fighting a little bit. It's not even a chip on the shoulder thing. It really isn't that. It's just like,
it's,
you know, people,
it's a bit of the,
they just don't want to take it seriously.
Yeah,
a lot of times
it's
like, it's a toss away thing, and
it's a bit of the whole pirate ship, you know, mentality.
Yeah, we're just here,
you know?
Just like, we're fighting for our territory,
right.
and like whatever comes. And, you know, we go to Acer events, and our Acer rep, Kelly, is awesome. And they do such a great, what, back when they did events, you know,
yeah.
we enjoyed going to their events.
And Chromebooks were featured.
But like, they'd be like 5 minutes on stage.
And then there's all this other stuff.
Yeah, 40-minute keynote.
And here's this concept thing.
Maybe three notes, 3 minutes were a Chromebook, and then they move on.
Yeah.
And that's it. And it's like, we understood that that's just kind of our lot in life. We go to the sandbox area, and there's, of the area that's there, 10% of it's where we're going to spend our time. Like, we get it. Like, we understand that. So it's very different to go to an event of this level, like, that has all the touches of a regular event. And it's like the whole thing. We get to talk about the whole thing, like all of it, the whole event, the whole sandbox area, everything. Like, we, all of it matters for our audience. Like, it was so cool.
I can't wait to talk through some of the software stuff. Like, I want to do it right now, but we'll
yeah.
come back to it. I think it's a whole episode, man. I really do.
Podcast if we do.
I really do, because the software stuff in the demo area was so cool. They had product experts
yeah.
at all of the stations.
And they had all the new Chromebook Plus announced. They were all there.
All there.
You could mess with all of them.
And everyone just gave great great demos. And there was one that really, really stood out to me, the Photoshop on the web. We'll do a whole another episode about it, I promise, but it was so cool.
I just saw it in the blog post, by the way. It's full HD. It is full HD.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah, it's in there.
All right.
Nice. I'm trying to find if it's in here, and I'm almost positive it is.
Oh, there's the cat one. That
yeah,
was great.
So much. Yeah, there's a bunch of software stuff that we want to talk through. And again, that's a whole other podcast. Really, I swear it is. But as you're hearing this, you can buy them right now. So major retailers, Best Buy, Amazon, Walmart, and Target, October 8th. And so part of the embargo lifting, so Canada and Europe, October 9th, and then they're moving to other markets.
Yes.
In like a week after that.
Forgot about this.
There's so much.
Oh my gosh.
About. But I just wanted to point out, like, all of this is lining up.
Australia, Japan.
Yeah. Well, I think we're 2 weeks after something
like that. Or like a few weeks after, but all several European markets. So much. There's just so much. Yeah. And it's cool that they're pushing this into new markets. You know, I don't know. Sure. I honestly don't know exactly what the Chromebook market is like in New Zealand. We've heard rumblings of like
anywhere in Europe is one thing, and then it gets a little weirder in Australia, New Zealand.
India seems to have
it's some, like there are some, there just aren't all. So to see Chromebook Plus models being pushed into other markets is very
that's okay. So that's one thing also that maybe we'll need to get clarification on. Like those markets are they pushing these specific devices, eight or how many? No,
that's
many.
I mean, it says you can order new Chromebook Plus laptops from major retailers, blah blah blah, Canada, Europe.
I just imagine they're going to push these ones that were a part of the announcement,
for sure.
And then like all these ones are going to get retrofitted or whatever. They'll maybe come later or whatever.
Yeah.
Still
a lot to talk about.
So much. I want to just keep going, but
the truth is, like, there's going to be a lot to talk about for months. I mean, it's just this is going
to
be
it'll be nice to do hardware and software specific episodes because we have so much to talk about. But it's going to be ongoing. This is the new normal. This is the new thing.
Yep.
This is the thing we're going to talk about a lot. We're going to talk about it. I can't even imagine a scenario where the podcast doesn't include something about Chromebook Plus every week.
Probably.
For the foreseeable future. So it's so exciting. We are just thrilled that we got invited and that we were able to attend.
It was awesome.
And get to spend time with so many like decision makers and just awesome team members on the ChromeOS team, like people that are just doing awesome stuff that we look up to, like
we're so excited to get to talk with
we're them. Nerding out like, oh my gosh, like here's so and so, and I mean like getting to spend some time with Alexander Kusher, like,
and getting like we've talked so with Stella, awesome. Who we mentioned already, like
Chris Daniels. You know,
yeah, we haven't gotten to meet these people face to face, and so being able to sit down with them was awesome. It was great.
We loved it. We were thrilled to be there. It was a quick little trip to New York and back, and we couldn't be more thankful that we got to be there and in this journey that's brought us to this point. You know,
and
to be in that room and to feel like a part of this whole thing, you know, like that's the other weird thing about all of this. Like we've been nerding out about this stuff for a while and we're going to keep doing it.
Yep.
So, you know, Chromebook Plus is the next phase of this. It's the inflection point.
Yeah.
And we love it. So stay tuned. More Chromebook Plus, more software specifics, more hardware specifics coming soon. So that's it for this one. If you like this, if you're watching over on YouTube, make sure to give us a thumbs up. If you loved it, give us a subscribe.
Yeah.
And if you want to get notified when we put out new episodes, like these two new ones that we're talking about, hit the notification bell. Everyone listening on just audio, thanks too. Appreciate it. Love you guys. Follow us on Spotify.
Yeah, definitely
follow us on all the other stuff. YouTube Music is just, or no, which?
Yeah, YouTube Music now. Google Podcast is going to YouTube Music. Yeah.
Follow, subscribe, whatever, wherever you are in the ecosystem listening, just follow along. All right, we appreciate it. We'll catch you all in the next one. See ya. Hey guys, thanks for tuning in. You can find show notes over at chromeunbox.com/podcast. And if you want to stay up to date with everything that's happening in the world of Chrome and Chrome OS, make sure to check out our website, chromeunbox.com. And follow us on social media by searching for @ChromeUnboxed. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you next time.